The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Every now and then you hear discussions about the role of journalism in the modern era. I think that that role has, its relevance has been proven by a piece of work done by the Sunday Independent and the RTE Investigates, an unusual joint investigation undertaken by both entities into behaviour in the FAI, historical claims of sexual advances by male FAI coaches, by a number of female players from the 70s, 80s and 90s. It's a piece of work that was done, as I said, by RT Investigates and by the Sunday Indo. The Sunday Independent team being Mark Tai and Marie Crow. And Mark is with us this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Anton.
Can you give us, now obviously this is 5 pages of detailed reporting and a lot of research, so it would be impossible to go into the level of detail that you have. Obviously people can buy the paper and see all of that in the special within. Can you give us an overview of what you've discovered?
Yeah, so we over the last 2 years, myself and Marie have been kind of delving back into kind of a hidden secret in Irish football. You know, there's been a lot of focus on women's football in recent years. We had the 2017 strike, you know, to highlight how the women were still changing in their tracksuits and toilets because they had to hand them back to the FAI. We had the women qualifying for the first World Cup last year in Australia. And, you know, so there's been a real boom, you know, and the women played in the Aviva Stadium for the first time in the last year. But, and we were delving back into the 1990s and we were speaking to both to international players, former international players, and women on Ireland's first ever all-women training corps, something that was funded entirely by the state, FOSS, which is no longer with us. And what we found was, because I suppose, a pattern of behaviour where the women, the former players, were telling us that they'd been subject to unwanted sexual advances or sexual advances or relationships that had started with coaches when there was a huge age difference between them. You know, sometimes in excess of 12 years, you know, some of the women were still in their teens and coaches were in their early 30s. And what we found from speaking to these women is that they didn't realise that other players, their friends even, had similar experiences to them, had been carrying this guilt and shame with them for the last 30 years. That, you know, these players, these former, you know, young hopefuls had their careers, their football careers, derailed effectively because they'd fallen out of love with the game because, you know, they'd gone in and they had this experience with a much older coach and it had really kind of affected their mental health and they'd fallen out of love with the game. And this is something that we saw as kind of a pattern among many of the interviewees that we go into great detail today in the Sunday Independent. And, you know, you'll see their faces and see them talking about this later on the RT Investigates program going out at 9:30 tonight.
And a lot of them allege that the advances that they were subject to had not only a detrimental effect immediately on their mental and emotional health, but in some instances, if the advances were refused, they had an immediate effect on the time on their playing career. People were dropped over this.
Yes. Like we've one very prominent woman who's been very brave and speaking to us today for the first time. You know, she was an openly gay woman at the time. And another kind of recurring theme was the amount of homophobia that women have reported to us. You know, like obviously the 1990s was a very different time, but no different to now, you know, where we have, you know, great players like Katie McCabe who are out there and, you know, it's great and they can wave the pride flag. But back in the 1990s, you know, the FAI wouldn't have been supportive as they would be today. And definitely it seems the coaches weren't as supportive, quite the opposite. Women have reported that there was kind of a homophobic atmosphere. Very homophobic things were said. Lesbian players were tarred as being vampires. And in the case you're describing, yes, this woman thought she was safe because she was gay. But despite that, she was subject to an unexpected advance from a coach. He did kiss her in his hotel room, and she fled. And she said she was never picked again for her team. And this is something she, you know, she went on to play internationally in a different code. You know, she wasn't finished as being a top athlete, and it's something that really burns with her as a grievance and something that was wrong. And you know, she's found the courage now to talk to us and tell her full story.
You give some instances in the piece, as I say, very detailed covers in the Sunday Independent, very revealing covers in the Sunday Independent today, but you give detail as to how suspicions originally developed that there might be an issue. What is intriguing is the sheer compendium, the scale of the amount of women who have come forward. Were you surprised by how widespread this issue seems to have been?
Are we surprised? I suppose no, because I think people were saying, look, this was happening, you know, but just trying to stand it up was incredible. It was very difficult because, you know, unlike, you know, I'm reading kind of She Said at the moment, the book by the New York Times journalist about how they unmasked Harvey Weinstein. And what was key to them was the kind of all the non-disclosure agreements and the paper trail, the payoff that they're able to stand up, you know, that all these different incidents occurred. For us, you know, there was no paper trail effectively for all these incidents back in the 1990s. There was no payoff by the FBI or anything like that. So what we relied on was women coming forward. And I know we can't go into it now, for, you know, Newstalk can't legally stand over what we've written, but we said, look, these women, will you go on the record? And that was a huge thing. These women had to go and tell their families. You know, maybe they hadn't told them about what had happened ever before, to tell their partners, you know, clear that and say, I'm going to go public with both the Sunday Independent and RT. So what we've relied on are the women's testimonies themselves. Like we don't have that paper trail that the New York Times journalists have, but we have the women on the record preparing to go wherever needs to go and say, you know, this is what happened to me. And, you know, a coach might come forward and say, like, you can't trust her, but then are they going to say that about the next woman, the next woman, the next woman, the next woman? You know, there is a wave of women that we've been able to get, and we've spoken to other women who aren't on the record, but you know, we have been able to corroborate their stories with these other women, other players from that time who said, you know, I knew about that at the time, yeah, and you know, I supported, she told me that at the time contemporaneously. So that's the way we've done that journalistic hard work of corroborating and cross-checking stories, cross-checking match reports. You know, there is a paper trail there. Did they play in that match? Were they called up? Was that the last time they played? So there was some sort of kind of ancillary kind of paper trail that we're able to check to fact-check their stories. So that's kind of the hard kind of work and fact-checking we've been doing over the last 2 years.
And all of their personal stories are, as I say, detailed within the Sunday Independent. It's front page, and then inside those five pages of special coverage, there's going to be an RTE special investigates program Field of Broken Dreams airing this evening. Mark, can I advisedly put the question to you, because I suspect it may be a reaction of some people. Is there, what do you say if people will say it was a different era, there were different standards of behavior, and we need to be careful viewing that behavior through a modern lens?
Yeah, one of the coaches who engaged in relationships, consensual relationships with two of his trainees who were, you know, there's an age gap of an excess of 12 years in both cases. That's what he said. It was a different era. My conscience is clear. Look, to that, I'd say I don't think it's ever correct for a coach to be in a relationship with a player. You know, especially a young player with a huge age difference where, you know, in any kind of football dressing room, there's a pyramid. And the coach sits at the very top of that. If you piss off your coach, sorry, language. If you know your coach, if you get on his wrong side, you know, you won't be picked. You could be dropped. And you know, for someone who's aspiring to play professionally or move up and have a career in football, you have to stay on your coach's right side. You know, it doesn't matter what player you are, except maybe Cristiano Ronaldo has a pass on that. Every player has to be, you know, has to kind of be in the good graces of their coach. So when you bring personal relationships into that, you know, what choice do these women have for really saying no, you know, if they're subject to sexual advances? So I think ethically it was never correct. So I don't really buy that.
Mark, thank you very much. That's Mark Tighe, who is responsible with Marie Crowe for the reporting in the Sunday Independent today. As I say, front page of the Sunday Independent, multiple women alleging sexual advances by male FAI coaches. Five-page special there within the paper, and then an RT Investigates programme to air later on today. The FAI has asked us to make clear that anybody who experienced harm or abuse from Irish football to contact the independent contractor that the FAI has hired to take statements. If you want to raise concern, you can do so at a Dublin number 610-7929. That's 610-7929 or 086-029-9929. 086-029-9929 or email football@raiseaconcern.com. That's football@raiseaconcern.com.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.